Good afternoon, Vicky. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Is it time that we made parenting classes compulsory?
Well, I think there's already types of parenting classes on offer now. The question is whether we should make it compulsory for people before they can have a child. And if you talk about extending the concept of sex education to the idea of parenting education, I think there's some great benefits in being able to show people that there are different things that happen other than just having a child and thinking it all happens automatically from there.
Could parenting classes really teach you how to get a good night's sleep when you've got a screaming four-month-old who just won't sleep?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think that is one of the surprising shocks to the system, if you like, for new parents, even when they've been around some of their friends who've had kids. The sudden intervention into their lives that they just had no concept of. They've spent plenty of time planning for the pregnancy. They've got the, you know, the little area for their child to sleep all decked out in the right colours with the right toys and all that sort of stuff. But the concept of the basic everyday needs for bringing a child up from the first born type element all the way through to the teenage years pretty much is left to your own devices and you stumble along hoping you get it right.
Should that be something that is taught at schools? You mentioned sex education. At school, we're taught about how you actually make a baby. Should that also incorporate how you make a baby and then how you raise a baby?
I think the challenge is at what level of school you would do that. I love the idea, and I think that's the type of thing that often books might play the role of. There's a whole series of tomes that expecting parents can read and have a look at and gain some sort of insights. The challenge is that often those insights are fairly one-sided and don't allow for variations in behaviour. You know, we set this expectation that everything will run perfectly and smoothly and almost to a schedule. And kids, as you would know, don't act in that way. When you see them in the street, when you see them when you're out and about, they just go berserk. So it's very hard to get prescriptive. Giving people the skills and knowledge in a very formalised way, maybe in a sitting around with other parents who've had some sort of experience and show that there's variations of behaviour would be a very useful set of skills to have.
But that already happens, doesn't it, with mothers' groups or with special sessions that are set up to, you know, share experiences as new parents?
Well, I think the trouble with the mothers' groups, and I love them as an idea, and we've got a couple of kids, so I know that my good lady wife went through those. The challenge is that, to an extent, you're left with a very small group of expertise that's available to you, and you don't necessarily share great ideas. And often within mothers' groups, my understanding is having a chat to quite a few, there's this tension about saying that I'm going okay and that everything's working fine. Mm. And it usually only operates up until the point where the child goes off to preschool, and then that's the end of, you know, the mothers' groups tend to disband it that way. If we had a broader orientation, if it was around a licensing idea or some way to make it formal as an education, then you extend the ability of someone to understand some of the factors that might come into play, and more importantly, know where to go for help if things don't go the way they plan, they're starting to lose the ability to cope.
Okay, so how exactly would it work? Can you explain who would run these parenting classes? What would they cost?
Well, there'd be no shortage of people wanting to put their hand up and offer these classes, I would suspect. And if you look at the idea of how churches operate, you know, churches were the original licensees for parenting. Your marriage wasn't ordained, therefore it wasn't real. You know, the churches moved into the offering of licenses for marriage, and that then became the idea of licensing the quality of the child. So those sorts of areas are still probably covered, and you would imagine church groups and others would step in pretty quickly. I would imagine it'd be fairly low cost because you're talking about vast volume, so it doesn't need to be a high cost thing. And it might be two or three sessions on the concept of parenting after birth. I don't think we should be having these parenting cost, you know, sessions before birth. You know, that's already well covered. I want parenting training, if you like, to take place from about the age of 6, 7, 8, or 9, and maybe it's connected to a primary school. How do you learn how to parent more effectively from a primary school age onwards?
So are you suggesting that parents need to try to organise their own parenting groups, but to make sure that it is honest and open communication? Or would you like some kind of a government or some kind of a body to step in, which just won't happen, Marcus, in reality? So
No. And look, government's not the right place for it. If you can self-organise, it's a much better idea. That said, there are already organisations willing to put their fingers in the hands of every family and try and tell them what they can and can't do. Mm. And so there's already that challenge that exists. But what we're looking for is a way to get more flexible and look to try and plug in the gaps that you might have in your parenting style so that you can enrich, if you like, the future life of your child.
Yeah, so what it makes me think is I'd really like to put it out to our listeners, 1-300-057-222, and find out whether or not you have set up yourself parenting classes, or, you know, maybe every 6 or 7 years you're deciding that, at that point in time you actually do need to seek some assistance from parents of children of similar age, and how you go about doing that. 1-300-057-222. Marcus Barber, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye.